Let's stand up and worship him this morning, please. Would you just sing that to him? From your heart to his. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't he?
Thank you, Lord. Children,
a tus hijos,
you are.
Tú lo eres.
To your children,
a tus hijos,
you are so beautiful.
Tú eres tan hermoso.
In the eyes of your children,
en los ojos de tus hijos,
we adore you.
Te adoramos.
For all that you are.
Por todo lo que tú eres.
The hearts of your children,
los corazones de tus hijos,
rejoice over you.
Se gozan sobre de ti.
They find everything
encuentran todo
that their soul longs for in you.
Por lo cual su alma busca y desea.
Your children rejoice in all that you are.
Se gozan en todo lo que tú eres, tus hijos.
In all that you say.
Todo lo que tú dices.
In all that you do.
Y todo lo que tú haces.
Truly,
verdaderamente,
your children are satisfied by you.
Tus hijos están satisfechos.
Thank you for your love to your children.
Gracias por tu amor para con tus hijos.
Father, thank you for the love.
Gracias por el amor.
You put in the hearts of your children for you.
Que pusiste en el corazón de tus hijos para ti.
For your word.
Por tu palabra.
For your light in this last day to us.
Por lo tuyo en estos últimos días.
For your mercies that are new to us even this morning.
Aún en esta mañana por tus misericordias que son nuevas.
Let us walk in those mercies with thanksgiving to you.
Déjanos caminar en ello con gracias a ti.
Oh God, lift us up.
Levántanos, oh Dios.
Even this morning.
Aún en esta mañana.
Take us to places.
Llévanos a lugares.
Heavenly places.
Lugares celestiales.
In Christ Jesus.
En Cristo Jesús.
Take us there
ahí.
And speak to our souls.
Habla
there.
Nuestras almas ahí.
Father, may we just even for this time
aún por esta vez, Padre,
forget about our troubles,
olvidarnos de nuestros problemas,
the things that weigh us down so heavily,
las cosas que caen pesadamente en nosotros,
and let us just simply rejoice in
déjanos
you.
Simplemente gozarnos.
Oh, be glorified among us.
Sé glorificado entre nosotros.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Pedimos esto en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
May Dios les bendiga. Gracias. Se pueden sentar.
Want to get right back going towards who is this Melchizedek?
Quiero entrar ahorita mismo a quién es este Melchizedek.
But we started a message last week.
Empezamos un mensaje la semana pasada.
Entitled Melchizedek in the Book of Hebrews.
Titulado Melchizedek y el libro de los Hebreos.
And I feel that it's needed because of the intensity of the battles we're all in.
Por causa de la intensidad de las batallas en las cuales nos encontramos,
so,
pienso que era necesario.
We live in a world
vivimos en un mundo
that is so anti-God,
que es tan anti-Dios,
anti-word,
en contra de la palabra también.
Anti everything God.
Todo en contra de Dios.
And I watched an interview this week.
Miré una entrevista esta semana.
I don't. How many of you are familiar with the name Dr. Robert Malone?
¿Cuántos están familiarizados con el nombre Dr.
Dr. Robert Malone.
Robert Malone.
He's really a genius.
Realmente él es un genio.
And he is the one that invented the mRNA.
Y él es el que inventó el
So mRNA that they put in the vaccines.
Él inventó esta cosa la cual ponen en las vacunas.
Okay.
Está bien.
And so he was in all of these.
Él estaba en todas estas.
Scientific medical labs.
Estos laboratorios científicos.
And then médicos. He saw what the medical kind of pharmaceutical
y
companies,
miró lo que la médica farmacéutica
the World Medical
haciendo.
Associations were doing.
Lo que ellos estaban haciendo, el mundo, la asociación médica.
And he became a whistleblower. He didn't.
Yes.
He saw the dangers
alguien que empezó a hablar acerca de ello. Miró
of
los
what
peligros.
They were taking, what they had found, and put it in places it wasn't supposed to be.
Y empezaron a ponerlo en lugares donde no deberían de estar.
And
y
he told.
Él dijo,
CDC, WHO, all of those guys,
a todos estos gente, CBS, y todos estos,
to not put that mRNA in the vaccines,
que no pusieran esa,
that it could do terrible harm.
En las vacunas porque haría un daño terrible.
And of course, look in hindsight, we know that now.
Y ahora sabemos eso.
But he was doing an interview.
Pero él estaba haciendo una entrevista.
With a gentleman.
Con un caballero.
And they were looking at different
y estaban mirando a
agencies of the world.
Agencias del mundo.
And he said,
y él dijo,
there's a warfare going on
hay
now.
Una guerra aconteciendo.
Okay.
Está bien.
It's global.
Es global.
And
global.
This is not a, where you fight territories on
esto no es
physical land borders.
Pelea por territorios o tierra.
And he was bringing up different quotes
y
from
different citas
documents that he was from.
Documentos.
Whether it's news agencies,
quiero que sea que eran,
World Health
de noticias,
agencies,
y que agencias mundiales,
they have one goal now.
Que ellos tienen una meta ahora,
and that's to control your mind.
Y es el controlar la mente de usted.
And it hit me,
y me golpeó,
like never before.
Como nunca antes.
Because I'm pretty slow and thick-headed.
Porque soy un poquito despacio y un poquito cabeza dura.
Brother Branham,
el hermano
what's
Branham,
the greatest battle ever fought?
¿Cuál era
in your mind.
Batalla más grande jamás
okay,
peleada?
And God
en
and Satan had an agreement
Adán,
before time began.
Y Satanás, antes de que el
Satan,
tiempo comenzara,
you pick where you're going to work,
Satanás,
I'll pick where I'm going to work.
Donde tú vas a obrar, y yo
right?
Voy a escoger donde yo voy
and
obrar,
Satan
donde
chose
voy a
the
y Satanás escogió
mind.
La mente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
for the first time,
por la primera vez, por primera vez,
I realized that this greatest battle ever fought
me di cuenta que esta batalla más grande jamás
is not only in the religious realm,
no es tan solo en el campo religioso,
it's not only in the spiritual realm,
no tan solo en el campo espiritual,
it's in every realm around us. We're surrounded
en
by
en cada lugar alrededor de nosotros,
and even
cada
though
reino,
I mentioned this many times in church,
he mencionado mucho
the battle is for the control of the mind.
La right? Batalla, lo he dicho
but I never
veces,
connected
la batalla
the two.
Para el control de la mente. Pero nunca
so here you have all these aquí different things,
tiene usted todas estas cosas diferentes,
and they want to control how you think.
Quieren controlar cómo es que usted piensa.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Pero es muy obvio.
That you look at the world.
Usted mira el mundo.
Look at how their thinking has changed.
Mire cómo su pensamiento ha cambiado.
What changed it?
¿Qué lo cambió?
What is everybody glued to every night when they get home from work?
Cuando ¿dónde están todos pegados cuando llegan a
TVs,
casa,
right?
Trabajo. Televisión,
where do they
correcto?
Go? Mainstream
están?
Media. What does it tell them?
Las noticias. ¿Qué les dicen?
What are they telling them?
¿Qué les dicen?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
LGBT. What a great thing.
LGBT. ¿Qué cosa tan grande?
Okay. What does everybody think now?
¿Qué está pensando
LGBT.
Todos?
What a great thing.
¿Qué gran cosa?
Right?
LGBT.
And it goes on from there. And it goes
a
to a point.
Y llega un punto donde
here's what we want you to think.
Aquí es donde queremos que tú pienses.
And if you think counter to this.
Y si tú piensas diferente a esto,
if you think contrary to this.
Si piensas contrario,
you are a threat to us.
Tú eres una amenaza para nosotros,
and you must be eliminated.
Y tienes que ser eliminado o
eliminada. Whether you're called names like deplorables.
Y quiera que sea que
okay.
Llamen nombres deplorables. O como sea.
Now.
Ahora.
people that want America to be great like it used to be are threats to the whole democracy system.
Quiere la gente que sea América grande como antes era, es una amenaza para toda la democracia.
Do you see where Satan is working?
¿Se usted cuenta dónde Satanás está?
Everywhere.
Cada uno.
So the greatest battle ever fought
más grande batalla
is something
peleado.
You're surrounded by
es algo que está rodeado por
on every front.
Okay. Por todo frente.
So I'm looking out so at the children of God.
A los hijos de Dios.
And I see,
miro,
no matter where I direction I look,
no importa qué dirección yo mire,
the wearing down of the saints, right?
El cansancio de los santos.
Feel that way?
¿Se siente usted de
totally
esa manera?
Wearing down, right?
Totalmente cansado.
And so, unless
al menos,
we guard ourselves
nos, protejamos nosotros mismos,
and get in the Word every day,
entrar a la palabra cada día,
because you will find
usted se dará cuenta,
when you go and put a message on,
cuando usted va y pone un mensaje,
and get into your Bible,
y entra usted a su Biblia,
tell me if this isn't true. It actually resets your thinking.
Si esto no es verdad,
true or not true.
Recomienza o
because all day, pretty soon, you're taking the influences
es
from what
estás
you see,
tomando esta
what you hear constantly, what you feel.
Escuche,
okay, and that just bombards you.
Y eso lo bombardea.
Okay, so all of a sudden I'm seeing so, this age.
De repente estoy mirando esta
it's amazing
edad, es sublime,
because in the first church age,
en la primera edad de la iglesia,
the saints were equipped with revelation of the Word of God.
Santos estaban equipados con revelación
but
de la palabra
the seed had
de Dios,
to fall into the ground and die, didn't it?
Tirar eso y caer a la tierra y morir.
So then came the ox age, correct?
Entonces vino la edad del buey, correcto?
Do you remember what Brother Branham says
primero
about the ox age?
Branham dijo acerca de la edad del buey.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He said he gave them a vision
les dio una visión
of the land beyond the river that
de,
was so real to them
del río que era tan real
that
para
when
ellos
they
que,
saw
que cuando ellos miraron
their loved ones,
sus amados,
Anna, think of this,
ahora piense acerca de esto.
Nate's in the arena. They're letting the lions loose on him.
Arena ahí, están soltando los leones ahí.
And you're yelling to him
y tú le estás gritando
as he's being torn apart by lions.
Conforme está siendo partido por
honey,
leones.
Just a few more breaths. Hold on, because we're
cariño,
almost there.
Espérate un par de respiros más.
And
aguanta,
that thing was so real to them
era tan real para ellos,
that que, helped them, made them overcome every physical obstacle. Now think how much stronger that was than all the pain that you could feel by those lions or the terrifying threat to walk into a place where you're going to be killed and tortured. Think of how strong that had to be to take precedence over this other thing. You with me? Now that was real.
Ahora, eso era real.
So that has gone
eso, se ha ido, ha
from a total physical threat of harm
de un, daño total físico,
to a total mental bombardment in
a
this age
through total mental en esta edad.
Electronics.
Cosas eléctricas, electrónicas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And so here we have this battle.
Y aquí tenemos esta batalla.
We aren't surrounded by lions. We are not.
No estamos rodeados por leones.
Okay. We're surrounded by
estamos rodeados por
waves
ondas
that influence.
Que influencian.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Radios.
Radios.
Oh, come on. You guys, back in the 50s when TV just came out.
De regreso a los 50s cuando la televisión había apenas salido.
They had usually like where we grew up and cities would have maybe one or two stations, right?
Ciudades tendrían tal vez una o dos estaciones, ¿correcto?
How many stations are there now?
¿Cuántas estaciones hay ahora?
Right?
¿Correcto?
Look at what has happened.
Mire usted lo que está aconteciendo.
Do you understand the attack that the enemy has against us, trying to get us to get our attention on things that depress us, things that take your faith away, things that rob you of your joy in Jesus Christ? True or not true? So here, let's go into these heavenly places.
Vamos a entrar a estos lugares celestiales.
Now,
ahora,
I'm going to try something.
Voy a tratar algo.
We'll see if this works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe. Me and electronics. Okay, I'm trying to do that screen thing. Good old Nate. Would you thank him, everybody? Him and Noah came over here and spent hours getting all of this. Wow. Yeah. Well, when it comes to anything computers, I'm still in, not even in kindergarten yet, I'm still in preschool, so. Okay, that's fine. I still got paper. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Maybe afterwards we can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So,
entonces,
I was going to go through some scriptures again. So, in the study of by the way, just one thing. We're going to look at Melchizedek and the book of Hebrews.
Vamos a mirar el libro de Melchizedek.
Type in the word Melchizedek.
Hebreos.
And see how many books it comes up in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
Libros salen en el Viejo Testamento.
One book, Hebrews, period. It's not even mentioned anywhere else.
No se menciona en ningún otro lugar.
Isn't that interesting? So, as I mentioned last week,
como mencioné la semana pasada,
I find it very interesting
muy
that in the message of the hour,
que en el mensaje de la hora,
it wasn't Brother Branham, it was the Spirit of God.
No era el hermano Branham, era el Espíritu de Dios.
You bet. Who took it over. Hey, if you can, go ahead and bring up Dropbox the message. So, Brother Branham did a series on Hebrews.
El hermano Branham hizo una serie en Hebreos.
Okay.
Correcto.
Every denominational, anybody who's somebody has always done series on Romans. Romans is a wonderful book. Of course, it's the Word of God.
Y diferente tipo de gente, aparte de él, ha hecho una serie, pero en Romanos.
Melchizedek has something to do with this day.
Melquisedec tiene algo que ver con este día.
It has something, everything to do with this time.
Tiene todo que ver con este tiempo.
It has everything to do with
tiene todo que ver con
us coming to perfection.
Nosotros viniendo a perfección.
It's for us.
Es para nosotros.
So the Melchizedek and everything about him is for the bride.
Cosa acerca de él es para la novia.
Are you bride?
Es usted novia.
That is for you.
Entonces es para usted.
Then, is it significant?
¿No es eso significante?
It's absolutely significant.
Absolutamente significante.
So again, I think we did this last week. We'll do it one more time.
Lo haremos una semana
because
más.
We're going no, to study Hebrews. Let's go to Romans 4.
Vamos a Romanos 4.
And read that wonderful verse that you can't get enough of.
Versículo.
And I'm praying it will sink in one of these years.
Espero que penetre en uno de estos
the truth of
veces,
it, the reality
la
of
realidad
it.
De ello,
God is for you.
Dios es por usted.
Okay, and the thing that I
la cosa que
was concentrating on yesterday
me estaba concentrando el día de ayer,
The problem with us
el problema con nosotros
is we're looking at us
es que nos estamos
through
mirando
us.
A nosotros a través de nosotros.
And to get through that,
y para pasar
we
a
have to
eso,
see God's eyes.
Mirar los ojos de Dios.
Okay, what he sees you.
Como él lo mira usted.
Number one, Brother Branham says he always can only look at you through what? Through blood.
Hermano Branham dice que lo puede mirar usted a través de qué?
Okay, and red
sangre.
Through red looks what? White.
Y
you know
rojo,
that.
A veces de rojo, mirarlo,
but
que
it doesn't,
mira, blanco.
Your knowledge of that doesn't last very long when you're out in the battlefield.
No dura mucho cuando usted es una cosa de batalla.
Because Satan,
porque Satanás,
again,
una vez
greatest
más,
battle ever fought.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada.
You're surrounded by it
está
in every
por ello, en cada
way, through every
manera,
form of media,
en cualquier forma de
through
noticia,
everything in this realm.
Cualquier cosa en esta realidad.
In fact, everything
hecho,
in this realm fights against God, doesn't
todo
it?
En esta
would you stand with me? Let's go to Romans 4, read verse 16.
Vamos a leer Romanos 4, 16.
Let's take one phrase at a time.
Vamos a tomar un lugar a la vez.
Okay, just one. Every time you see a colon or some comma or a semicolon or stop. Okay, read it out loud with me. First phrase, therefore it is of faith.
Por tanto,
stop.
Por fe, pare.
Next phrase.
La siguiente frase.
That it might be by grace, stop.
Para que sea por gracia, pare.
To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. And you know your seed
sea firme para toda su descendencia. Y usted
when you
sabe.
Recognize the
usted
word
mira,
for your hour, don't
cuando
you?
Usted reconoce la el mensaje de su hora.
Thank you. You may
gracias,
be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
All right.
Está bien.
We're going into the book of Hebrews.
Vamos al libro de los Hebreos.
And again,
y una vez más,
why did Paul write this book?
¿Por qué Pablo escribió este libro?
According to the prophet, he did.
De acuerdo al profeta, él lo hizo.
And scholars can argue.
Y los estudiantes pueden arguir.
Go ahead and let them argue.
Dejen los que vayan y arguyan.
Okay.
Está bien.
But
pero
we like what our prophet said.
Amamos lo que nuestro profeta dijo.
Why did he have to get to the Hebrews?
¿Por qué tenía que entrar a los Hebreos?
The only way the Hebrews knew God was through the law.
La única manera que los hebreos conocían
okay.
a Dios era a través de la ley.
Everything okay. Oh, Moses said.
Moisés dijo, todo
okay.
era así.
And the law, as we said last week, was
como dije la semana pasada, y la ley
totally related to human effort.
Relacionada a un esfuerzo humano.
Okay, Galatians chapter, I think it's 5, verse 18 says,
Galatas 5, 18, creo
if
dice,
we are walk in the Spirit, we're not under the law.
Si caminamos en el Espíritu, no estamos bajo la ley.
So,
entonces,
Christianity
Cristiandad,
without a revelation
sin revelación,
will always
todo el tiempo,
revert to human thinking and human ideas.
Hacia, pensamiento humano y ideas
that's where Satan works.
Ahí es donde Satanás
because it's
trabaja,
in your mind.
Porque es en la mente.
And he'll always say you're not good enough.
Y ahí le va a decir usted que
he'll
usted
always
no
say
bueno. Todo el tiempo dirá
that you need to.
Que usted necesita que,
and over and over,
y una y otra
through
vez,
the message, Brother Branham will tell you,
a través del mensaje, el hermano Branham,
man, I was always diría, had to have, I got to have something into it.
Que debe de tener siempre algo que ver con ello.
And I mentioned last week,
mencioné la
go look
pasada,
at the message,
ve y mira el mensaje,
entitled Paradox 1965, because there are several
paradoja,
of them.
1965.
And he tells you,
y le dice,
Moses and grace,
Moisés en gracia.
We're at the same time.
Al mismo tiempo,
Joshua represents grace.
Josué representa gracia.
But it couldn't be there while the law was there.
Pero no podía ser sin la ley, porque
so
la ley
Moses
estaba
had to die.
Entonces Moisés tuvo que morir.
Joshua,
y Josué,
representing grace,
representando
took
gracia,
them in to the promised land.
Toma al hombre a la tierra prometida.
Grace
gracia
will take us into the promised land,
nos
period.
A la tierra prometida.
Grace cannot mix with your own efforts.
Gracia no se puede mezclar con
okay.
sus propios esfuerzos. ¿Está bien?
That's why Hebrews 4
para eso es,
it
son
says
los Hebreos.
Some must enter into so, his rest.
Tenemos que entrar hacia el descanso.
Why did God rest?
¿Por qué Dios descansó?
Because his works were finished.
Porque sus obras fueron acabadas.
Why do we enter into his rest in this day.
Descanso en
our rest is in, oh my goodness, bless your heart.
Dios mío.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Okay. Shazam. Okay, now you can follow along and you can see for yourself.
Usted puede seguirnos juntamente, puede mirarnos usted mismo, está bien.
And I'm going to, well, last week we sort of
la semana como que
we got through this part of it. Here we go.
Aquí estamos.
Into the book of Hebrews.
Hacia el libro de los Hebreos.
I make a statement here. The law is a testament to man's desires and man's will.
Decimos que la ley es un testamento para los deseos humanos.
His own efforts, his own strength, his own goodness.
Su propia bondad.
And in that we know we are a miserable failure without Christ.
Y en eso sabemos que somos right? Una falla miserable delante de los ojos
okay.
De Dios. ¿Está bien?
You can look straight ahead so you don't get a neck ache. Oh, okay. That's too small.
Can we make it bigger?
Oh, what he went through for this. Okay. Should we try that? That won't have some of this stuff, but it'll have some of the main things. Okay. How's that? Is that better? Okay. Yeah, this is from that message.
Este es ese mensaje.
Everything is built, the whole program is on revelation. Blessed are your eyes for they see. Okay?
Benditos tus ojos porque ven. ¿Está bien?
This is 2 Peter.
Este es segunda de Pedro.
This is scriptural.
Este es escritural.
This is verse 8.
Este es versículo 8.
Chapter 1, capítulo speaking
uno.
Of the stature of a perfect man.
Hablando de la estatura de un hombre perfecto.
If these things are in us, the stature
estas
of a perfect man,
nosotros, la estatura de un hombre perfecto,
it tells us revelation is doing its job.
Que revelación está haciendo su trabajo.
Revelation is real.
Revelación
it's
real.
Working, it's
está
active
obrando,
in us, it's doing
en nosotros y va
what it's supposed to do.
¿Qué es lo que supone que debe de hacer?
I'll go ahead and read it. For if these things are your natural possession, rightful possession and
natural,
why are they your position naturally and rightfully? Because you're a son of God, daughter of God. They belong to you. Because God gives it to you, why did he give it to you? He wants you to have it.
Él quiere que usted las tenga.
Why does he want you to have it?
Porque él quiere que usted las tenga.
It'll help you.
Porque le va a ayudar.
It'll do something in
hará
you.
Algo en usted.
It belongs to you.
Le pertenece a usted.
And are there just a little bit, but they're there graciously in superabundance.
En una pequeña forma, pero son graciosamente en superabundancia.
These things constitute you. They make up
estos
what you are.
Estas cosas lo constituyen usted, lo hacen lo que usted
that
es.
You are not idle or unfruitful in the experiential
no
knowledge of Jesus
sin
Christ.
Y sin frutos en el conocimiento experimental de Jesucristo.
Then Brother Branham, we read this last week.
Y leímos la semana pasada este, el hermano Branham.
Why did Jesus die?
¿Por qué Jesucristo murió?
Okay, the vindicated word in his body in his very is his very victory and the reason of his death. Now that's quite a statement.
Ahora esa es una declaración. La palabra vindicada en su cuerpo es una la mismísima victoria y la razón de su muerte.
It's the reason he died.
Es la razón por la cual él murió.
So his vindicated word could come alive inside of me and you.
Podía venir a vida y
made alive.
Hecha viva.
It's coming and it's coming gradually, like he says, through the ages.
Como dice.
But the bride is finally coming to a place
pero la novia está viniendo a un lugar
from a bunch of dead man's bones
de
to
un montón de huesos
she's
muertos.
Standing on her feet with
se
life
está
in her.
Parando en su, en sus pies,
what
su
life
vida.
Is in her?
Que vida
God's
en ella.
Life. Okay, here we go to Galatians 3.
Galatas
13.
13.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Cristo nos ha redimido de la maldición de la ley.
The curse of your own efforts.
sus propios esfuerzos,
the curse,
la maldición,
the curse of your own works,
de sus propias obras,
being made a curse for us,
siendo esto él
for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree,
maldito todo aquel que es colgado en un árbol.
Okay, and Hebrews 12,
en Hebreos 12,
the part that we never read, because this doesn't belong to us. We always start at verse 21, 22, I mean. So we'll read 21. And Paul is saying, you are not come. You are not come to this mountain. Mount Sinai. That might be touched and that burned with fire. Okay, nor into blackness and darkness. I'm not come to blackness, I'm not come to darkness, and I'm not come to tempest, storms. That's pretty amazing. That's beautiful. The sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they heard, and treated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Read verse 20 out loud with me, would you? For they could not endure that which was commanded. Did you read it? Let's read it again. For they could not endure that which was... One more time. For they could not endure that which was commanded. Okay, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Okay, aren't you glad that we're not come to that?
Que no venimos a eso.
There's a button, Nate. Somebody, you showed it to me. It says, touch this and it'll go black.
Oh,
okay. Well, I'm going to just shut this off for a bit. There you go. Because it'll be a while before the rest comes up. So,
entonces,
again,
una vez más,
he had to get to the Hebrews.
Él tenía que venir
because
a los Hebreos,
if this is all you knew about God,
si esto es todo lo que usted sabía acerca de Dios,
you'd go make a mess out of your life like everybody else does. And if this is how you think God sees you, you'd say, who needs him?
Entonces, te diría, ¿quién lo necesita?
I'll go make my own God, thank
voy
you.
A hacer mi propio Dios.
Who needs a God that all he's going to do is condemn me?
¿Quién es right? Dios que todo lo que hace es condenarme, correcto?
So there's something no, that he was no. trying to get them.
Él estaba tratando que ellos
and he needed to get them to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Que entraran a la revelación de Jesús
and Cristo. He was very clear
y era muy claro
that this was present tense.
Que esto era tiempo presente.
Like Brother Branham always said to us, what good does the God of the past do you?
Okay.
If all you knew is God did,
si todo lo que usted sabe,
but you had no clue that God does,
pero no tiene idea de lo que Dios está haciendo,
okay.
Está bien?
And even for me and you today,
y aún para usted, para mí, el día de
if
hoy,
we already have this mindset, God
si
done, did,
esta mentalidad de
oh,
Dios
he
hizo,
worked through the prophet,
oh, él trabajaba a través del profeta.
Okay.
Está bien?
But don't even expect anything now. Because
no,
it's past,
algo ahora
then we're in the same place.
Entonces, estamos,
but
en
he is
lugar.
Present tense.
Pero él es tiempo presente.
He has been in every church age
en cada edad de la iglesia
for the sake of the believer
para el beneficio del creyente,
to see mirar him with them
a él con ellos,
in power
en poder,
to perform his word in them.
Para, cumplir la palabra en ellos.
Okay, so está chapter bien. 1, would you turn your Bibles?
Capítulo uno.
Follow along with me, and I'm just going to read a few verses here and there. Hebrews.
Hebreos.
And the book in Melchizedek.
Y en el libro de Melchizedek.
Jesus.
Jesús.
He had to refer to them, to the Hebrews,
que referir a ellos, a los Hebreos,
as past tense.
Como tiempo pasado.
But he never would leave it there.
Pero él nunca lo dejaba ahí.
And he always had to bring him present tense to them.
Todo el tiempo, lo traía tiempo presente para con ellos.
This is in the Alpha and had to be in the Omega with the prophet of this day.
Tiene que ser el omega con el profeta de este día.
Look at verse 2.
Mire el versículo 2, Hebreos.
Okay.
1, 2.
Well, 1 and 2. God at sundry times in diverse manners spake in the past, spake in times past through the prophets.
Diciendo, hablado muchas veces y de muchas maneras en otro tiempo, tiempo
now
pasado,
he brings it
a los profetas,
to them
profetas,
in these last days.
Y en estos postreros
he
días,
spoke through his son.
Nos ha hablado por el hijo,
but this son
pero el hijo,
isn't a has-been.
No es lo que ha sido.
The son isn't a was.
El hijo no es un
the son
era,
is an is.
Fue. El hijo es
now, what's
es,
he said in his next phrase? Whom he has appointed what? So
dijo,
he's still heir.
Constituyó heredo. Entonces, él continúa siendo un heredo.
By whom also he made the worlds, but the worlds there is Ion, which is ages. He's still making them.
Así mismo hizo el universo, el cual,
this son
el hijo,
is amazing. He's beautiful. And everything you wanted to know about God is there, even though you couldn't see it. But you can behold him now, and you can even behold him through the words that I'm preaching. Now that's Paul, and that's William Branham. This son, being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. Now, what's the next phrase, everybody? He's upholding all things by the word of his power. Now, that cannot be past tense.
Ahora, eso no puede ser tiempo pasado.
And it can't be past tense for me and you today.
Y tampoco puede ser tiempo pasado para
so what he was still, when Paul wrote these words,
cuando Pablo escribió estas palabras, aún
he is still upholding all things.
Está sosteniendo aún todas las cosas por el poder de su palabra.
How could you see this past tense?
¿Cómo usted puede mirar esto en tiempo pasado?
He upholds all things by what?
Él sostiene todas las cosas a través de
his
qué?
Word, and his word is still
su palabra,
powerful.
Su palabra todavía
okay,
es
then he goes past.
Y pasa y
when he purged himself, sat down at the right hand of God.
Y ahora está sentado a la derecha de la majestad en las
okay.
alturas con Dios.
Now look,
ahora mire,
what he says about this son.
Lo que dice acerca
go
de
to
mí,
verse 8.
Vaya el versículo
but unto the son.
Mas al hijo dice,
oh, and people, you wouldn't believe what people do mental gymnastics over this.
La gente lo hará, esos gimnasias mentales sobre de esto.
But unto the Son, he says,
dice,
thy throne, O God.
Tu trono, oh Dios.
Now one will say, there you go.
Oh, mi maravillo que dice, oh, ahí
and
está.
The Father and Son people will say, oh, they'll, you wouldn't believe what they do, the gymnastics.
No, no creo lo que
if
creo
the Son isn't God in flesh, and the total expression, so if a God has a son,
so si Dios tiene un hijo,
if a pumpkin bears a pumpkin, isn't going to be a pumpkin. If a tomato bears a tomato, isn't it going to
si
be a tomato?
Un tomato trae
so if God has a son, he's, how could he be anything but what he is?
Entonces, él es lo que él es.
Although we know all sons have beginnings.
A pesar que sabemos que todo hijo comienza,
but unto thy son,
pero hacia él dice,
he says, thy throne, O God, is what? Well, it was from 0 to 33, but now it's past, see? So I'm telling you something that was, but not now. So everything that Paul is doing is exactly what William Branham does. You must see him present tense. When it comes to Jesus Christ, he's here. He's here right now. He's here. And here's the thing. He's for you. He loves you. His love is just as strong as it was the day he died for you. Okay? Thy throne is forever. And it's the throne of the Son where he's ruling, or else he wouldn't have a throne. And he's holding a scepter, showing his authority. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Verse
8. Okay.
So here he's doing, and he's taking this son and bringing him beautifully before the people. And he said, you were Jews. You were God's chosen. Okay? You were his people, but you were blinded to see these things. But now it's time. I'm opening your eyes because the gospel has to come to you. And you have to see the beautiness of God giving his son to you because you are no longer under a curse. You are no longer under a big thumb that says, I can't do this, I can't do it, I can't do it. Okay? Now look at, he's present tense. He's here. That's what Brother Branham is trying to get to us to say. If he's here, he loves you. If he's here, he wants to speak to you. If he's here, he wants to bring you to himself. If he's here, he has something for you because you're his child. God is love to his children. Always. When has he not been love to his child? He will correct him, but the correction is in love.
Para la corrección es en amor.
To give an expected end.
Darle un final esperado.
Okay, shape up, son. You're not acting like my son.
Fórmate, hijo. Arréglate.
But I do that because I love you.
Pero hago esto porque te amo.
Okay, so here is everything Paul is doing,
todo lo que Pablo está haciendo,
trying to get them to see
que ellos entiendan.
He's not the God of I was.
Que en él no es el Dios
he
del
is still
era.
The God of I am.
Él es
but now he has manifested himself in a form of grace that I can reach out and minister to you. There. Can you accept that today? He is here to minister to you. Oh, if we could just receive these things. Okay, verse 11. Look what it says. 11 and 12. 10 through 12. And thou, O Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the world, of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands.
Tú, O Señor, en el principio fundaste la tierra y los cielos son obra de tus manos.
Look at 11. They shall perish, but you remain.
Ellos perecerán,
there you go.
Tú permaneces.
You remain.
Tú permaneces.
And they shall wax old as a garment,
y todos ellos se envejecerán como
una vestidura. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up,
y como un vestido los envolverá,
and they shall be changed,
y serán mudados.
But thou art the same,
pero tú eres el mismo.
And read the last phrase out loud with me, and thy years shall not fail, so they still not fail.
No acabarán.
So this no glory is set
that
he spoke.
Que él habló.
Okay?
Está bien.
Now he's still speaking.
Ahora todavía continúa.
And there's
hablando.
Paul.
Y ahí está Pablo.
And he's trying to get them to say he's still speaking.
Que ellos entiendan que
and he's speaking through
hablando,
me.
Pero está hablando
and he's opening your eyes to something that is here for you.
Está aquí para ustedes.
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Hermanos y hermanas.
This is wow. Esto. Who is this Melchizedek?
Wow. ¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
And I've heard different ministers.
Y escuché diferentes ministros.
Oh, you got to say.
Oh, tú tienes que decir.
It isn't who is this Melchizedek. Listen,
no es este,
you
es,
put the emphasis on any word you want there. You can say, who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
You can say, who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
You can say, who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Right?
¿Correcto?
You can say, who is this Melchizedek?
Puede,
doesn't
es
matter.
Este?
It importa. All comes out. He's
todo
here.
Él está aquí.
He's here
él está aquí.
Because he comes okay. to
él
his covenant child.
Viene a su hijo de pacto.
That he's here because he's coming to you
viene a usted
in a different form.
En diferente forma.
Because Melchizedek is always God in flesh.
Melchizedek es todo el tiempo Dios
God in morpha.
Dios en
God morphe. Changing his form.
Dios cambiando
but
su
he's
forma.
Here.
Pero él está
and
aquí.
It, like he came to Abraham, he will come to you.
Abraham, él vendrá usted.
And he say, do you know what he's going to tell you?
¿Sabe qué le va a decir?
He's going to say to you,
this
is what I had my first four things. I wanted you to see that. Blessed are you, Nate, of the Most High God.
Bendito tú, Nathan, del Dios más
really?
Del Dios altísimo.
Think of that.
Piensa usted acerca
here's de God, and he comes in morph and says, blessed are you, Laura, of the Most High God.
Bendecida eres tú, Laura, del
wouldn't that sort of just melt you in a puddle?
No se imagina usted
eso. Derek, would you like to hear that?
¿Te gustaría escuchar
you
eso,
just Derek? Did. Blessed are you, Derek, of the Most
bendito
High God.
Eres tú.
Blessed are you, Rachel of the Most High God.
Santísimo.
Yeah. He appeared to his covenant child to bless him and to give him bread and wine. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has done in this day. He has come to offer you, here's bread and here's wine, partake. And that's not all of it. We'll go keep going. Okay? He had to bring in present tense. Brother Branham said, you have to see him present tense. Not what he was in another day, what he is in this day. Chapter 2, he goes on. He says, let's talk about this Jesus. Okay, now look at what he's saying. Don't let these words slip. Okay, verse 3, how are we going to escape? If you don't listen to this, if you don't hear it, this is a great salvation. And this great salvation is present tense. It's for you, it's for us, it's for now. Are you comprehending what I'm trying to tell you? Quit looking at you through your own eyes. You will never make it to the rapture. You will always find fault. You will always find something to criticize. Not only that, if you look at yourself only through your eyes, that is exactly the way you'll look at everybody else. And you'll be picking. Well, look at them. Look at what they did. Look at what they said. All the time. Oh, come on. Satan doesn't need any help. He's the accuser of the brethren, right?
Huh?
But if you start seeing yourself through his eyes, you will understand grace like you've never understood grace before. Me with all of my foibles, me with all of my mistakes, me with all of my shortcomings, and he's looking at my soul through the blood of his son. How can I not extend that same grace to everybody around me? Now you reach the capstone. And what do they cry unto the capstone? Grace, grace unto it. Right? Oh, brothers, this is the greatest battle ever fought. We have to overcome it. We have to get to these places. So in chapter 2, what is the nature of this? What is the nature of this Jesus? Well, he's up in heaven. You know, and he's higher. Because we already read, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. And a scepter of righteousness.
Yeah.
Is the scepter of thy kingdom. Oh, that's sort of scary.
Oh, es como de miedo.
Well, let me tell you about him.
Déjame
okay, let's go to verse 10.
Vamos al versículo 10.
For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things.
Porque convenía aquel por cuya causa son todas
that's
las cosas.
Our Father, God,
todas las cosas sus
in bringing many sons
to glory. Muchos hijos a la gloria.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Un momento.
For all have fallen short, come short of the glory of God.
Porque todos fallaron y vinieron cortos en la gloria de Dios.
We lost our Adam state.
Realmente nos perdimos en el
Adam was in the glory of God.
Adam
was in the glory of God.
Adam estaba en la gloria de Dios.
Was he or wasn't he?
Estuvo, no estuvo.
Wasn't he a perfect son?
No, él era un hijo perfecto.
Isn't he exactly what God made him to be?
No, exactamente que Dios lo hizo que fuera.
And now he's telling you here, hey, your father,
hey, tu padre,
he's got something good for you.
Él tiene algo bueno para ti.
He's not going to tell you how bad you are.
Él no te va a decir que tan mal
he's going
eres.
To tell you that he has something for you.
Él tiene algo para ti.
And he's not going to bring you
no te va a traer.
To a place of miserable suffering.
A un lugar de un sufrimiento miserable.
He's bringing you to glory.
Él está trayendo.
Now that would have rung a bell in those Hebrews' mind because they would have thought of Adam.
Ella trajo como un sonido de campana a estos hebreos.
And here is the glory of God in manifestation.
Y la manifestación.
So here he's telling these people, here is Jesus Christ, and he is all hope and all goodness, and he has good plans for you. And the plans are, you are going to be the glory of God.
Tú vas a ser la gloria.
Now they could have just stopped. Paul, would you just stop there?
Podrían parar y decirle a Pablo,
I need to grok on that statement for about 6 years or seven, right? Let me just think about that. That's too much for my mind to grasp and to conceive that God would have good things for me, things and plans to help me. Okay? So here in this wonderful book of Hebrews, that is God present tense. God there to help. God there to do. Now, isn't that exactly what Brother Branham is trying to get through to me and you?
Huh?
Okay. Bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The end of verse 10.
Que habiendo llevar muchos hijos a la gloria, perfeccionándose por aflicciones al autor de la salvación de ellos.
In my captain of my salvation. Who's that?
Capitán de mi salvación.
Jesus.
¿Qué es eso? Jesús.
What are we writing about?
Jesus. Jesús.
What about him?
¿Qué acerca de él?
Is he standing there with his scepters, thy throne, O God, demanding?
¿Está ahí parado con sus cetros, tu trono, oh Dios?
No, this Jesús.
¿Sabe este Jesús?
Uh-huh. Do you know what he went through for you?
¿Sabe usted por qué tuvo que pasar por usted?
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
How many times have I mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it again.
You
who have trouble,
tú, el cual,
because you keep looking at you through you.
Te sigues mirando okay? A través de ti mismo. ¿Está bien?
Next time Satan bombards you,
si, la siguiente vez que
you
Satanás
tell Satan,
lo bombardee, usted dígale,
Satan,
Satanás,
you know, do you know
¿sabes?
What my God went through to get to me? I want you to think about that. What did your God go through so he could come to you, so that you could hear his voice, so that you could accept the faith that he gives you by grace, so that he could come inside of you, so he could do for you what you could never do yourself. Yeah. He suffered. He came into a form. He hurt. He was rejected.
Fue rechazado, fue lastimado.
He died of a broken heart.
Murió de un corazón roto.
So he could get to you.
Para poder
would you just throw
usted
that down Satan's throat when he comes to you?
¿Le podría arrojar esto a Satanás cuando él venga?
Come on, you guys. We
piense,
need to be soldiers of the cross. And we need to fight against the enemy who robs you of everything he can rob you of your faith and your rejoicing and your joy in Jesus Christ. Because if you don't joy in Jesus Christ, you must still be under the law. Well, I'm trying, but I just can't. And you hear others that are under the law,
que están bajo la ley,
and you go gather yourselves because misery loves company.
Y usted se reúne con ellos porque la miseria,
and you'll find somebody
compañía
else who is also weak in the faith.
Y encuentra usted alguien más que es débil en
and
la
you
fe,
will say, I tried, but you know,
usted dice, oh, yo traté,
you know, I'm let's face it, I'm a loser.
Vamos a aceptarlo, soy un perdedor.
Look at my faults.
Mira mis fallas.
Look at how many times I've failed.
Mira cuántas veces he fallado.
Yeah.
Sí.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yo
oh,
también.
Life is so hard.
La vida es tan dura.
And then you have a good day.
Entonces usted tiene un buen día.
You know, hey, I didn't look at porn today.
Yo no.
Yeah. I didn't look at porn today. Pornography.
Oh. No miré a pornografía.
I'm talking about people.
Estoy hablando de gente.
In the world.
En el mundo.
And then they get together.
Y se reúnen.
Well, I didn't smoke either.
No, yo tampoco fumé.
Well, I'm going to one-up you. I threw my cigarettes away.
Oh, yo estoy mejor de ti. Yo tiré mis cigarrillos.
Well, I'll one-up that then.
Yo también fui más alto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I threw out my TV set.
Yo tiré mi televisión.
Well, I'll one-up that. I threw away my phone.
Yo fui más alto y yo tiré mi teléfono.
Do you understand that people are under the law? That's how they think.
Así es como ellos piensan, la gente que está bajo la ley.
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Rules without relationship.
Reglas sin relación.
The result is what?
El resultado es qué?
Rebellion.
Rebelión.
Is not the Old Testament
no es el
a testimony to that statement?
Testimonio a esa declaración.
What did Israel do?
¿Qué hizo Israel?
The greatest mistake Israel ever made was they accepted the law. The law was, okay, and so now the Orthodox Jews, it's not just the Torah, it's the verbal law along with the Torah, because it is not written, thou shalt, in the Torah it is written, thou shalt sacrifice the lamb, but in the oral tradition,
pero en la, tradición oral,
you shall add to it.
Deberás
because the oral tradition, Moses said, well, okay, you do it this way.
Si lo haces de esta manera,
so to the conservative Jew,
para el judío conservativo,
okay,
está bien?
Well, we'll do it that way then.
Lo haremos de esta manera.
Then entonces, they said, oh, dicen, so they developed
ellos desarrollaron
the Talmud.
El Talmud.
Because they got to add.
Porque tenían que añadir.
We got to one-up it.
Tenemos que
because arriba. It's not just any knife.
Porque no
it has to be a sacred knife.
Navaja tiene que ser un, cierta well, navaja,
you just
cierto
can't
cuchillo.
Slit the... Oh, well, and oh, bueno, you have to
y también tienes que
have it on an altar. And the altar has to be...
And, it, ser,
and they keep adding.
Y
and
se mantiene
and then, oh, and then you have to wear this to hold the knife. And oh, you got to bathe before you put this on to hold the knife. And then,
esto,
do you see?
Entonces, añadir y añadir. ¿Ve usted?
Do you see it?
Lo mira usted.
Man's effort.
Los esfuerzos del hombre.
I have to, I have
tengo
to,
que,
I have to, I have
que,
to, I have
que,
to. And finally you say, I can't and drop the whole thing.
Se cae toda la cosa.
There is no victory whatsoever.
No hay victoria nunca.
There's nothing in I have to.
No hay nada en yo tengo que.
There's everything in God did it for me.
Ahí está todo en Dios lo hizo por mí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Well, I have to. I have to. I, no,
bueno,
quit saying
que,
I have
que.
To.
Pare de decir eso. Tengo que.
Because the minute you say I
el
have to,
dice,
you're
going to
look at everybody
que.
Else around you and say you do too.
Alrededor de usted va a decir tú también tienes que.
Those who are walking in the Spirit are not under the law.
En el Espíritu no están bajo
okay.
La ley. ¿Está bien?
So, I'd like entonces, to at least get through chapter 2 today.
Me gustaría pasar al menos por el capítulo 2.
Verse 11.
Versículo 11.
For both he that sanctifies.
Pues porque el que santifica.
What?
¿Qué?
Who sanctifies?
¿Quién santifica?
Jesus.
Jesús.
Second work of
obra de
law.
De la ley.
Second work of.
Segunda obra de.
Second work of what?
Gracia.
Where did Brother Branham get that?
¿De dónde agarró el hermano Branham eso?
Hebrews 13, he tells you.
Hebreo 13, le dice a usted.
He suffered without the camp that he might sanctify the people.
Fuera del campo para que pudiera santificar
what's he
a
sanctify
la gente?
In you with? His blood.
Number seven. Sangre.
His
life.
So here,
entonces, aquí,
already,
yeah,
he's bringing me to glory.
Está trayendo a gloria,
and in bringing me to glory, he's
gloria,
taking me back to where Adam was.
Trayendo
and taking
Adam
me back
estaba,
to Adam was,
llevándome
he's going to sanctify
me
because I can't sanctify myself.
Porque yo no me puedo santificar yo mismo.
That's grace.
Eso es gracia.
Sanctification is a work of what?
Santificación es una obra de quién?
Say it out loud.
Dígalo.
Work of
grace. Obra de gracia.
Work done for you.
Obra hecha por usted.
Okay.
Para usted.
For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified.
Y los que son santificados.
Okay, are all of
de uno son
one.
Todos.
See that word of?
Mira usted esa palabra de.
Same as ek. That's a glory. Of is such a wonderful word in the Greek.
Es una hermosa palabra en
okay.
griego.
Okay. Okay, and because that word ek.
Porque esa palabra.
Always denotes origin.
Denota origen.
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
The called out of.
El llamado fuera de.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colosenses 1.
God called you out of
Dios lo llamó fuera
darkness.
De tinieblas.
And he translated you into a different world.
Lo trasladó usted a un
a world of light and a world of life.
De vida
and a world of son and a kingdom where somebody that loves you died for you
usted, murió por usted
to bring you to himself.
Para traerlo a él mismo.
For both he that sanctifies grace,
porque que santifica, gracia,
he's going to work in me.
Va a trabajar en mí.
They who are sanctified,
los que son
us,
santificados,
are all out of
somos
origin, the same source.
Origen del mismo recurso.
Brother Branham finally
Branham
illuminates this in the message. Who is this Melchizedek?
Ilumina esto en el mensaje. ¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Things that were hidden for
las cosas que estaban escondidas
ages and generations are finally come to light.
Finalmente han venido a vida.
God and Morpha.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to show you what every child of the faith, every
ahora
son of the faith,
every
son of Abraham is going to do the same thing.
Va a hacer algo.
Me and Jesus
yo y Jesús
are out of the same source.
Somos del mismo
I'm out of the same source that my Lord
fuente.
Is in? No, that can't be.
No, eso no puede ser.
You're from a much lower order, you know.
Tú eres de yeah. una cosa más baja, ¿sabes?
Isn't that what Satan would like to let you know?
No, lo que Satanás le gustaría de
you're just a worm and a grub.
Tú eres tan solo un gusano.
And somehow God looked down
y de alguna manera Dios
and
miró
says,
hacia
well,
abajo.
I'll
bueno,
drag him out of the pits of hell.
Lo voy a sacar de esa cosa de la, del infierno.
How do you see yourself, my friend?
¿Cómo se mira usted mismo, amigo, amiga?
Mm-hmm.
Así es.
For both
porque
he that sanctifies Jesus and they who are sanctified
Satanás, y los que son santificados,
are all out of one source.
Son todos de una fuente.
For, read that last phrase out with
lea
me, would you?
Conmigo.
For which cause
por lo cual,
he is not ashamed.
No se avergüenza
Jesus,
de llamarlos hermanos.
Jesus,
Jesús,
this Jesus,
este Jesús,
this chosen,
este
the
escogido,
one that angels sang over,
lo cual los
the one who is still here. The one who is upholding all things with the word of his power. The one who is still present tense. The one that says, thy throne, O God, is forever. It's not for a time. Yeah. And the one that says, thy years fail not, that means he's still here. And he's my brother. And it wasn't until this day these things
no
finally come.
En estos días, finalmente vino.
And this brother.
Y este hermano.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
What does he say?
¿Qué es lo que dice?
He says, I will declare thy name unto my brothers.
Yo declararé tu nombre hacia mis hermanos.
Well, come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Would you think about that for a minute?
Pensar usted esto por un momento.
Where was his name declared in this day?
¿Cuándo fue su nombre declarado en este día?
Did the denominations declare the name of God? They didn't even know.
¿Las denominaciones declararon el nombre de Dios? No.
God had to fulfill his word.
Dios tuvo que cumplir su palabra.
Saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday,
diciendo,
today, and forever.
Es el mismo ayer, hoy, y por
and
hoy.
He's here.
Y él está aquí.
And he's saying,
diciendo,
here's the name of God.
Aquí está el nombre de
the
Dios.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Señor
be
Jesucristo.
Baptized in that name.
Y capitalizó
and
en
I heard
nombre.
It.
Y yo lo escuché.
And did, when I heard it,
y cuando lo escuché,
the voice of God said,
la voz de Dios dije,
hey, you're my brother, Pete.
Tú eres mi hermano, Pedro.
Hey, Pete, you're the brother of Jesus.
Hey, Pedro, tú eres el uh-huh. hermano de Jesús.
Do you know how rich this is?
¿Sabe qué tan rico es esto?
If we would just stop and listen,
si tan solo paramos,
do you know how much love has been extended to us and how much
amor
grace?
Ha sido extendido a nosotros? ¿Y cuánta gracia?
I will declare thy name unto my brethren.
Declararé tu nombre hacia mis hermanos.
And he did.
Y él lo hizo.
And in the midst of the church will
y
I sing praise unto thee.
Te alabaré.
And again,
y otra vez,
I will put my trust in him.
Yo confiaré
yes.
en él.
And again,
y una, de nuevo,
uh-huh. Oh,
sí.
look at this.
Oh, mira esto.
The last half of 13, would you read it out loud
la
with me?
Parte del 13.
Behold, I and the children that God, they're coming with me. I'm not going without him.
Yo confiaré en él, en medio de la
me, and my, me and my brothers and my
yo y mis hermanos.
Yeah. Then you come to this part.
Y entonces venimos a la parte. Oh.
I needed to know.
Yo necesitaba saber,
as a, being a savior.
Como siendo un salvador.
Healer. Intercessor.
Sanador, intercesor.
Verse 14. Is he present tense?
¿Es el tiempo
presente? Or is he a God of I was? You have
era.
To see him present tense.
Usted tiene que mirarlo, tiempo presente.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Y aquí, así que por cuanto los hijos participaron de carne y sangre,
he willingly.
Él también.
Come on, later in Hebrews.
Más tarde en Hebreos.
Son, here's a body.
El hijo tiene un cuerpo.
Son says, a body you prepared for me.
El hijo dice, un cuerpo has mm-hmm. preparado para mí.
Father says, will you take it?
El padre dice, ¿tomarías tú este cuerpo?
He says, I'll take it.
El hijo dijo, yo lo tomo.
Because I got brothers and sisters.
Porque tiene hermanos y hermanas.
For them.
Para ellos.
I'll take it and I'll suffer.
Yo lo tomo y sufro.
For he himself likewise took part of the same.
Él participó de lo mismo.
That through death.
Para destruir.
He might destroy him.
Por medio de la muerte. Él tal vez destruya.
That has the power of death.
Al que tenía el imperio de la muerte.
He destroyed your enemy
él destruyó
for you.
El enemigo de usted.
Because you
usted.
Can't even do that.
Porque ni aún usted puede hacer eso.
Can you destroy your enemy? Can you destroy him?
Su enemigo? ¿Eh?
That destroy him that has the power of death.
Que destruye aquel que el cual
and here's that verse we preached on it many times, verse 15. Would you read it out loud with
le
me?
Leería conmigo el 15, del cual se ha predicado muchas
and deliver
veces.
Them who through fear of death were all their lifetime
muerte,
subject to bondage.
Estaban durante toda la vida sujetos a servidumbre.
What made Israel go to bondage? He's not here. Why isn't he here? Well, I'm hot and I'm hungry. Come on. If I'm hot and I'm hungry and I'm going through trials, he's not here, right? Oh, we're going to die.
Oh, vamos a morir.
Oh, we're going to die.
Vamos a morir.
Oh, we can't die.
Oh, podemos morir.
We'll create our own God.
Vas a crear nuestro propio Dios.
And there they went into bondage, idolatry.
Entrar en esclavitud.
Through fear of death.
A través del temor de la muerte.
Watch what man does. Watch what man
mire
does around you. Watch
usted.
Where they go in their mind.
Mire a donde ellos vayan en su mente.
Because they're afraid to die.
Porque están temerosos de morir.
They'll go into their own bondage.
Ellos entran a su propia esclavitud.
And the weirdest thing, they go make more laws.
Y la cosa más rara, van y hacen más leyes.
Boy. Verse 16. For verily he took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Porque ciertamente no socorrió a los ángeles, sino que socorrió a la descendencia de Abraham.
Okay, look at verse 17.
Mira el 17.
Wherefore and what?
Por lo cual que...
All things,
todas las cosas,
always, it be what? behooved him to be made what?
Para ser hecho qué?
I want to be like you.
Semejante.
I want to feel
tú.
What you're feeling. I want to
sintiendo.
Go through what
quiero
you're going through. I want
pasando.
To be tempted like
quiero
you're tempted
como
because that's the only way I can
porque
really help you.
Es la única manera como realmente puedo ayudarte.
Now,
ahora,
which one of you would do that for each other?
¿Quién de ustedes hará eso por cada uno de nosotros?
Which one of you would not do, I want to be better than you?
No, huh? Quiero ser mejor que tú.
How are you looking at your brothers and what's preventing the capstone from coming down?
¿Está usted mirando a sus hermanos y hermanas? ¿Qué está previniendo que venga la piedra de corona?
You're looking at everybody else the way you see you.
Usted está mirando a todos como
se and that's through your own faults and shortcomings.
A través de sus propias fallas.
So you will look at everybody else the same way.
Mira usted al resto de la misma manera.
Instead of looking through the blood and looking through grace.
En lugar de mirar a través de la sangre.
And looking through a God who accepts you in all of your mistakes.
En todos sus errores.
It behooved him to be made like his brethren that he might be what? Merciful and what? Now there's the first mention is in chapter 2. Okay, and from here on, the high priest is developed through the whole book of Hebrews. And it has to be that somebody, okay, hold your hand there and go to chapter 5 that we'll go to and read verse 1 out loud with me, would you? Okay, you ready? You got it there? For every high priest
porque
taken
todo,
from see among men, see among men,
los hombres, ve a través de los hombres,
among men,
entre los
among
hombres,
men,
entre los hombres.
It didn't come from an angel.
No vino
it didn't
angel.
Come from a high deity that
no
don't, didn't know flesh.
Alta de, deidad.
It has to be from among men. That's why Melchizedek
entre los hombres,
today
por eso es que Melchizedek
had to be God in Morpha again
Dios, Morphe, una vez más,
in the body of William Branham.
En el cuerpo de William Marion Branham.
Taken from among men.
Tomado de entre hombres.
What's the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra?
Is ordained what?
Es constituido
for men.
A favor de los
what's
hombres?
The next phrase?
¿Cuál es la siguiente
in things pertaining to
en
God.
Lo que a Dios se refiere.
There's your high priest.
Ahí está su suma sacerdote.
Somebody
alguien
that goes through what you go through,
a través
that
de
is tried
pasando,
like you're tried,
que trata como se trata,
who is tested like you are tested,
probado como usted
that
probado,
can understand what you're going through,
puede entender por
that can help
pasando,
you.
Que puede ayudarle.
It's, what is it? For men. Did you say? It doesn't say against men.
Entre hombres,
high
entre,
priest.
Entre
for
hombres,
man.
Por hombres,
pa, for man.
Para el hombre,
for you.
Para usted,
you hear me?
Me estás
for you.
Por usted.
In things pertaining to what?
Cosas que
there's your high priest.
De usted. Ahí está su sumo sacerdote.
So here in chapter 2,
aquí en el capítulo dos,
he would not leave him
no
is a past tense.
En un tiempo pasado.
He has to bring them
tenía
that there is a God that will deliver from them from the curse of themselves,
de ellos mismos,
from the curse of their own efforts,
de sus propios esfuerzos,
their own trying,
sus propios
their own doing,
hacer,
the endless cycle of one-up ya. Okay?
Ciclo de que nunca termina de, te ayudo, me ayudo.
To say he's here.
Para decir, él
and not
aquí.
Only there,
no solo ahí,
he has plans.
Él tiene planes.
He's going to sanctify you.
Lo va a santificar.
He's going to bring you to glory.
Lo va a traer a gloria.
He's going to declare his name.
Va a declarar su nombre.
He's going to become one of you.
Va a llegar a ser uno de ustedes.
Okay?
Está bien.
That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. And here it is again, in things pertaining to God,
en cosas acerca de Dios,
to condemn you. No.
No.
Read it out loud.
Léalo conmigo.
To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. There you
para
go.
Hacer presente ofrendas y sacrificios por los pecados de la gente.
I am God and I am for you.
Estoy aquí, estoy para ti.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este
who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Doesn't make any difference.
No hace
it's all wonderful.
Todo es maravilloso.
It has to be
tiene que ser.
One of the greatest messages of our time.
Uno de los más grandes
one of the greatest
tiempo.
Revelations.
Una de las más grandes
it's
revelaciones.
A, because of the seals are open and
porque
God should show us these
los,
things.
Seals fueron abiertos, cosas.
This is definitely
esto es definitivamente
stuff from the last of the seals, isn't it? A new light on the seals, as Brother Brad. Okay.
Está bien.
Verse 18, would you read it out loud? Verse 18, chapter 2. Read it. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them
pues
that are.
En cuanto él mismo padeció, siendo tentado, es poderoso para socorrer a los que son.
Derek, what does that word succor mean? S-O-C-C-O-U-R.
¿Qué es lo que esta palabra significa, Derek?
Huh? There you go. Comfort is one thing. He doesn't want to come and just comfort. The next part is the most important part, I think, to provide aid. I'm here to help. Now, Brother Branham talks about what made God so great is that he could humble himself so much. That he could come to me and you in our state and said, hey, honey, I'm here to help you. You remember that. And the next time Satan attacks you and makes you look at you through you, you say, my God came into flesh. Okay? And spoke to us. And is speaking to us. And he's my high priest. That means he's for me in things pertaining to God. Where Satan is against you in things pertaining to God. Okay. Chapter 2. High priest.
Sumo sacerdote.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Who is here?
¿Quién está aquí?
Who is this?
¿Quién es este?
We need to see.
Necesitamos ver.
Because what we see here
lo que miramos
has
aquí
everything to do with God perfecting you and finishing
tiene
his
todo
work
que ver
in
con
you.
Dios perfeccionándolo a usted y acabar la obra
he
con usted.
Finishes his work in, my, in me because he loves
está
me.
Está obrando en mí porque él me ama.
Oh, do you love him?
Laman.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Vamos a continuar.
Can I mark that again? We didn't get very far again. Okay. That's okay. We'll take our time. I'd rather take our time and just get this. Then we're finally going to get through this.
Finalmente vamos a pasar a través de esto.
To get into the quotes that are things that are to be. And from that, we're going to go back in third Exodus.
Y todo va de regreso al tercer
but
Exodus.
Now we're seeing enough scripture.
Ahora estamos mirando
what Brother Branham says.
Donde el hermano Branham dice,
not you must see him.
Tenemos que verlo.
The revelation
la revelación
of him in this hour,
en esta hora,
not what he was in
no
another
que
hour,
él era en otra hora,
is growing into people.
Creciendo,
and it's working.
En gente y
it's
está
doing
obrando,
something in
está
them.
Haciendo algo en ellos,
huh? What's it doing? It's bringing
está
them to that glory he talked about in Hebrews 2.
De la cual está hablando en Hebreos 2.
He's bringing you back to what Adam was like.
Está trayendo de regreso como era Abraham.
Oh, that's,
I mean, Adán.
That's a pretty amazing work.
Es una, obra su-
no, that's not. Amazing isn't good enough.
No, sublime, no es
it's
suficiente.
Wonderful.
Es maravilloso.
It's spectacular.
Espectacular.
It's more than my, I,
es
you know,
más de, ¿sabe?
At my funeral.
En mi funeral.
I'm going to have Sandy, Patty, and Lornell Harris singing, he's more than wonderful. I love the words that was anointed. I can sit down today and listen to it all day and cry every time I hear it. He's more than amazing.
Él es más que sublime.
He's more than miraculous.
Él es más que milagroso.
He's more than wonderful could ever be.
Maravilloso.
He's everything
él es todo
that my soul ever longed
que
for.
Mi alma siempre deseó.
More than amazing, more
más
than
que
miraculous.
Sublime, más que milagroso.
I love that. He's more
yo
than my soul, everything
más que mi alma
that my soul could ever long for. That's my Jesus.
Pudiera haber deseado
that's
mi
what
alma
he is to me.
Ese es mi Jesús. Ese es mi Jesús.
Oh, I hope you love him that much.
Espero que usted lo ame así de tanto.
I hope that you see what he is to you.
Espero que usted mira lo que
and
él
then
es
you could come
usted
up with words like
y
this,
usted
Lord.
Venga con palabras como así.
You're more than wonderful.
Señor, tú eres más
you're
que
more than amazing. You're more than miraculous.
Más que más
could
que
ever
más
be.
Que milagroso. Cualquier cosa que sea.
You're all that my soul ever longed for. Everything.
Lo que mi alma siempre
and so
deseo
much more.
Y tanto más.
That's what Jesus is to me.
Eso es lo que Jesús es para mí.
You couldn't bring that up by any chance, could you, Jesse? I love that song.
Yo amo esa canción.
Lord Neil Harris Sandipati is more than wonderful.
Él es más que maravilloso.
And while he's doing that, igual, musicians, would you come?
Músicos podrían venir.
What's that song, Nate? We always love to sing. My mind just is going crazy with that song. Huh? No. It's, you sing it. We sing it all the time. Jesus, I sing praises to your name. Jesse, did you find it? He did. Well, let's stand up and sing. Let me sing praises to his name. Praises to your name. Oh, praises to your name. Oh, to what a wonderful God we serve. Do you know that he is love to you?
¿Sabe que él es amor para usted?
Do you know that he's here to help? Do you know that he came down in this day because he needed to get to us in a way that we could never be gotten to before?
Huh?
Do you know what grace is extended to us? Have a seat and let's just listen to this song. Listen to the words, would you? Just worship him as we. That's okay. Can't do it, huh? That's okay. We'll do it next time. How's that? Maybe we can work on it. So let's stand up and let's sing this again because it's so glorious. Let's sing praises to the name of our God. I sing praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for declaring your name to us. Thank you for calling us brothers. Thank you for telling us we're out of the same source as you are. Thank you for being our faithful high priest. Thank you for being for us. Thank you, Lord. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. For your name. Sing, we know what that name is, Jesus. Jesus is your name. Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him. Oh, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great. We to be praised. Amen. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
Heavenly Father, God, you are so good to us. Just giving us everything, God. What a great love. We love you. Thanks for everything that you have done for us and what you will do for us and what you're doing. Closer and closer to you, taking us out of time to planning to the eternity, Father. To you, the self-sufficient. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that we may don't understand, Father. It is not hard to understand, but just to believe.
Amen.
And we will live. And like your pastor said, we gotta quit seeing us through our eyes, but start seeing us like that. You see us, Father, through that blood. Because that's what you see. You see the finished work. It's perfect. It's spotless. There are wrinkles, Father. Help us to accept that 100%, and to start acting the part, not mimicking, Father, but truly blessed be your name. Bless the people that hear this message, Lord. In the blessed, in the beautiful name, your name, in the name Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.